Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 5th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on internet and TV with the top four networks included for only $70 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement. With 2 years of DVR service and 1 year of Showtime included. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay. Restrictions apply. New extra TV and Blast internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2 year agreement term and 1 year Showtime promo, regular rates apply.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You send a congratulatory text to your newly promoted boss, but autocorrect changes it to something unintended.
Oh, no.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect gone horribly wrong, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your smartphone's word choice is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Ooh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Huh.
And now, all you can do is watch the ... response bubble and wait. But you don't have to wait on savings. Your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Looking for a fun place for lunch on Fridays? Join us for our 25-cent martini lunch. You can start with a bowl of chicken and sausage gumbo, braised short rib grilled cheese, or crispy Gulf seafood po' boys. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Hey, sleepy.
This JCPenney mattress is the best sleep I've had in a while.
I guess we should buy it then.
Sir, we'll take this one.
The JCPenney Labor Day mattress sale is happening now. Get up to 60% off select Sealy, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, Serta, and Tempur-Pedic. Plus, save an extra 15% with your coupon from JCP.com. Also, get up to 60-month special financing with your JCPenney credit card. Offers valid until 9/8. Some restrictions and exclusions apply. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or JCP.com for details.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Boom, 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 boom.
All right, back at the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's see this Chris Harrington back.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's Boom 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 by John Lee Hooker. Memphis Music Hall of Famer. Born on this day in a year I don't remember.
First question, nothing to do with anything. It's simply our poll today. When you all fall asleep, do you turn the thermostat, leave it as it is? Do you turn it down, making it colder, or do you make it warmer?
My wife is in charge of that because I don't even know how, I don't understand how our thermostat works.
Of course not, right.
It shows she has it set up for some, it's not uniform. I know it warms during the day when we're not home, and then it cools down.
She has
five.
It automatically. She doesn't go over there and hit the button. She has it programmed
in. She's got it programmed. I don't think it changes at night when we go to sleep. I think it changes at like 5 p.m. for a certain thing, and I don't think it changes again until the next morning.
Right.
I do like it sort of cool when I sleep. We actually have a problem in our house where we have some kind of circulation issue in our house, and so like our bedroom is the furthest away from the unit.
Right.
And so it just doesn't cool as well in there as other parts of the house. And so I have a fan going. We have a ceiling fan, but I also have just like a tabletop fan.
A ceiling fan, but I'm very clearly in the minority on this one. The people are speaking, and they all make it colder when they sleep. And
yeah, I don't think we adjust it down again for sleeping. Although I probably would. When I was in high school, I had a window unit in my bedroom, and that was before I knew anything about energy conservation or anything like that. It's whatever. It was not in my head. I would blast my window unit. If I close the door and blast my window unit, it'd probably be like 20 degrees in my bedroom in high school. I do like it cold. I like it cold with covers.
Okay. The news of the day from the Memphis Tiger basketball beat is they're going to be having a pro day. And the pro day will be invite all the scouts in, and they're going to put their players through workouts, et cetera. And all of this is corresponding with the New Zealand Breakers exhibition game against the Grizzlies when R.J. Hampton will be in town. How much are you looking forward to scouting this year? Whether it's looking at Tiger games, which I know you're not a huge consumer of Tiger games, or Grizzlies game, the R.J. Hampton game, or whatever. I mean, this is suddenly Memphis is going to be an absolute, the scouts are going to be in here all the time.
Yeah, I'm going to operate under the assumption, at least to start the season, that the Grizzlies will be likely to have their draft pick. I think that's a close call, but I'm going to operate under that assumption. So I'm very interested to see the R.J. Hampton in town up close. I will certainly pay more attention to Tiger games than I have in recent years. I'll probably go to more Tiger games than I have in recent years. I won't have the benefit like I do if Grizzlies are sitting courtside and really seeing players up close, which I think is different.
Yep.
But I certainly will be paying more attention. I'm sort of interested. I don't know if you've noticed this, but the NBC Sports has been doing this thing all week. They're doing, one of these you try to come up with something to write about during the dead period. And so they've been doing this countdown of the 50 best players 5 years from now. So they're just guessing who will be the top 50 NBA players of 2024.
Okay.
So they've been counting it down. They haven't gotten – Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson have not popped up yet, which, I think is a good sign. I think they'll be pretty high. They had James Wiseman, like, number 40, which I was surprised was that low, or 39, something like that. That's the guy who's projected to be the number one pick in the coming draft. And, 5 years from now, I mean, you think of, like, the All-Star game, that's 24 players, right? So they're not projecting him to be an all-star necessarily. It was kind of interesting.
That's kind of wacky. I'll be honest. If I had a choice right now if I had to rank Ja Morant and James Wiseman right now, you have the benefit that you saw Ja Morant in college, which you haven't done with James Wiseman.
Right.
James Wiseman is a freak. Like, he is I probably would rank James Wiseman ahead of Ja Morant. I think I would.
Why?
Yeah,
I'd be interested to see what other players from this coming draft class appear on this thing. Cole Anthony, the Greg Anthony son, he was on the list, but he was lower than Wiseman. But those are the only two players that have popped up. So I'll be interested to see if they're going to project R.J. Hampton or was it Anthony Edwards? Is that the guard?
Yeah.
That's supposed to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
To see if they're projecting them higher. But in the write-up, they sort of suggested that they thought Wiseman would be more of a Miles Turner kind of player in the NBA, who, like, Miles Turner's really good, by the way. He was, like, one of the 10 best defenders in the NBA last season, but not a superstar.
Fran Fraschilla says, who sat next to me at the in the Bahamas, says over and over again that he's David Robinson. That's what he says. He says he's David Robinson. He's skilled. He's big. He's... he said, I hate to put that kind of pressure on him, but I think he's David Robinson. And David Robinson would, if he was David Robinson, he would rank higher than whatever on that list. Where would you, like, ballpark? I haven't even thought about it, but, like, ballpark, where do you think Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. should be on that list?
I think they're going to have Jaren might be in the top 10. He'll be in the top 10 or 15. My guess is we'll see Ja pop up. I haven't looked at it today, what they put up today. They had gotten through, I think, 36 yesterday. And so neither one of those players were on it yet. I would think that Ja Morant would be showing up pretty soon. I don't think he'll be projected as the top 20 player yet. But I think Jaren will be, and maybe top 10.
RJ Barrett show up yet?
Nope. That's why I was just saying. I will be interested to see if R.J. Barrett and
R.J. Hampton.
R.J. Barrett did show up.
That's what I'm asking.
Fairly low. Like on the list, but fairly like in the 40s somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. Remind people, the Grizzlies will keep their pick if?
Top six.
Okay. So going in terms of assuming that they will likely keep their top, what goes into you assuming they will likely keep their top, their pick? And I know we're not going to be rooting for anything in particular this year or whatnot, but yeah, how are you looking at it?
I think mathematically it is more likely than not if they are a bottom five record. I think you have to get to six on the bottom for the math to flip the other way. And I think they're on paper, they're the worst team in the Western Conference. And even if you want to argue there are five teams in the East worse, just in terms of the imbalance of schedule and record, I think if you're the worst team in the West, you're going to be a bottom five team record-wise in the NBA. And
despite the flattened lottery, if you're fourth, like I haven't even looked at the odds lately, if you're fourth from the bottom, let's just say they end up fourth from the bottom, the odds are they'll pick in the top. You said top six. The odds are they'll pick in the top six.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the odds are. Right. They may not be but like, you know, 90%. Maybe they're 52% or whatever. Right. But they're above 50. Yeah.
And what do you think if that's the way it evolves? That they do you have a preference of whether forgetting picking one or two? Would you rather they pick 3 to 6 this year, or and give their way a pick unencumbered next year, or would you rather they do it the other way? Not that we're going to be spending our lives rooting for this.
I think, and I haven't seen any of these players yet,
right.
And, you know, with that caveat. I think if this is I know it's not supposed to be a great draft.
Right.
But if it is just like a normal draft, if you think there are good players 1 through 6, and that's not always the case, but if you think there are, I think ultimately it's probably better to keep the pick this summer. Because at that point, if you have Jaren Jackson Jr., John Morant, and a top six pick in next year's draft, plus, you know, Brandon Clark and some other stuff and all this cap space, at that point you should be able to build a good team with that. And so I think they'd probably be better off adding that third high lottery pick for the third year in a row and saying we have our core, whatever happens, happens, but we have the tools we need to build what we want to build, and we're getting on with it. Yeah.
Well, and even if the next year, you can make an argument that the next year they could be looking at the playoffs. Now, the problem is the West will still be loaded, so who knows?
Even if it's not in the playoffs. I mean, that is sort of the best case. Let's say you're bad this year.
Right.
You get a top six pick. You have those three young players. Now you have money in free agency. You don't want to be stupid about it.
Right.
But what if you go out and add, you know, Malik Beasley or Caris LeVert or whatever, right? And then you make your little leap. Maybe your leap is 35 wins or 37 wins or whatever. But that leap is going to not give Boston a top five pick.
And even if it does, because the odds are flattened, you're still better. You're heading the right direction.
Right.
Whether Boston picks 1 or 19 doesn't actually impact you, except psychologically. And if you are, and if you have your core and you're making the leap, I think you're right. Let's go ahead and get the pick this year.
What I don't think, though, is that as a franchise. And I don't think they're doing this either, but I don't think they should be going into the season strategizing towards that outcome.
Right.
I think they just should keep their eye on the prize that we're rebuilding, we're developing these players, we're going to go out and play and see what happens. Now, if you get late in the season, I do think you step back and look at your circumstances and make some decisions at that point. I don't think any of this should have any bearing at all on how they approach the season.
And I don't think it will. And I don't think it will end on the fan base. I don't think we're going to come to that. And honestly, it's so close at the end of the day, even at the end of the season. I think it will be hard to tell. And some of that will be, what does this draft look like, et cetera. There's a lot to be determined between now and then. Okay, the other thing you did in your notes is you put together, as you pointed out, this is the slowest period for the NBA, and so all of a sudden you see rankings and games and et cetera. And one of the games that you played was you had to build a starting lineup, and they assigned certain players certain points, and so you couldn't just pick the best players for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, this was an NBA TV thing, so I was playing by their rules.
Right. I don't want you to play by their rules. I just want you to play. What's your all-time – so this is all-time Grizzlies team. What is your all-time Grizzlies team, and then give me two bench players? All-time starting lineup – for the Memphis Grizzlies.
Well, the problem is that three of the best four players in franchise history are big men, right?
I know.
And so
you can't have them all. I don't think you can have them all. We're building a balanced team here. You're only allowed two. But you could bring one off the bench if you want. We're going to have two bench players, so you can bring one off the bench. Go ahead.
All right. I'm going to stipulate that, as I did in this thing, when you pick a player, you get them at the best they were in a Grizzlies uniform, whatever season or moment that was, right?
Okay. Yep.
So, to me, Mike Conley has to be the point guard. That's not even a question.
And Mark's the center, right? That's not even a question.
Yeah, Mark's the center, unless you want to, like,
call Powell center.
Offense and have questionable defense, which I don't think you should want to do. Mark's the center, Conley's the point guard. The tough decision is at the four between Randolph and Powell.
And we'll make one of them you can bring off the bench, but who is starting there?
Yeah, I'm gonna start since in your version I get both because I can bring one off the bench. I'm gonna start Zach. I'm looking Powell off the bench because I think he can play center too, and so that's like my third big, except my three big man rotation.
And do you, by the way, think the peak Zach? I think peak Zach with the Grizzlies was better than peak Powell with the Grizzlies.
Peak Zach was more meaningful.
Right. Better in meaningful games. I'm just thinking of that, you know, San Antonio series and what he did, and you never saw that.
Zach Randolph did make an all-NBA team, third team. He made an all-NBA team with the Grizzlies. I don't think Powell ever did that.
All right, so we've settled our big man rotation. Now you got to do the wings.
This is where I get maybe a little unconventional. I'm going to have James Posey at the three.
Okay.
And because I have my defense locked up with Posey and with Mark, I'm getting Mike Miller because he's the best shooter in franchise history, and he's my two.
You're not going Miller and Tony. You're leaving Tony off this team.
It was a tough decision.
You're going Posey as opposed to Tony.
I think I am because Posey could shoot. He was a great defender who could also shoot. I got size on the wing.
Not the same level defender. Not as destructive.
Hey, it's my team. I'm going Posey.
I know. And peak Posey was great. That peak Posey, the Skittles year, was unbelievably good.
And I have Tony as my seventh man because I think I can play Mike Miller as a backup point guard with Tony Allen beside.
And so the only real omissions there, if that's your team, I think the most glaring omissions are the ones who you could make arguments for. Rudy Gay is not on your team anywhere. Shane Battier is not on your team anywhere. Anyone else really?
Yeah, I don't want to be like the Battier basher. I sort of get in that corner sometimes.
Yeah.
At their peaks, James Posey was better than Shane Battier. There's a reason James Posey started on that Huey 50-win team and Shane Battier came off the bench.
Right. Okay, so Battier and Rudy. No Rudy. They've been looking for a three ever since they traded him.
Rudy got buckets. He just wasn't. I'm trying to win games here, and I don't need him to be a go-to scorer. And so now,
is there anyone else? Peak OJ. Is there anyone else who would even be in consideration for this team?
I sort of hate that I don't have Jaren. That's finally like my puppy off the bench. But I can't do it. I can't do it over Powell.
Right. Yet. It's interesting. It gets pretty thin pretty quickly after those. This franchise has been carried by a few players. It has really been carried by a few players. Okay, and then lastly, last question. This is totally unrelated to anything. Mark Stein took a shot at Shams yesterday. I presume it was Shams. He said, "Congratulations on The Athletic hitting 600,000 subscribers, but they sure would do better off if their reporters would credit other people who beat them." It was the most backhanded of backhanded compliments. And I know you do occasionally break news over at the Daily Memphian. You're highly informed, et cetera. Aren't you glad you're not in the I have to be first by 6 seconds business?
No, I don't. I for the most part, don't personally believe in the scoop, meaning the first person to report something that's going to like come out on a press release in 2 hours or whatever. Like, it's one thing if it's like investigative reporting. But to me, the value of being first is something that everyone is going to know. I don't care about that as a reader. I might have to care about it to some degree as a reporter, but it's not where I get my most pleasure. Like, I get more pleasure out of writing something that I think is well-written or smart than I do, I was the first person to report that trade.
Right.
The other thing is that it's one thing if you If you know something because of someone else's reporting, like obviously you need to credit that. But if you know something from a source independently, like I think if you know who reported it first, you should say that. But maybe you don't know. Like a lot of times I don't know, like I know it's been out there, but I don't know whether Woj reported it first or Shams reported it first. Like I don't want to spend my time trying to figure out like who was the first person to report this thing that I learned from a source myself, you know? I don't know.
No, it's a it's funny because like Memphis released the news of their new athletic director last 2 weeks ago, whenever the heck that was, and I very quickly had a Q&A up with him, and there were various people who said, "Gosh, why didn't you break it? Like, why put it out 6 seconds before the news release came?" And I said, "Yeah, that would have been nice, but as a reader, what's more service? The service isn't for me right to get it 6 seconds before the news release. The nervous is okay. Here's what this guy's all about, and that's kind of more important." We're thinking about it as scorekeeping as opposed to service in the reader. Anyway, it's an interesting universe in the NBA these days. Chris, we will talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
When we come back, Evan Daniels is going to join us to talk about the Memphis recruiting, the staggering number of players, good players in the class of 2021, but also the impact of this pro day that Penny is having on recruiting, what it says about recruiting in Memphis, and the impact it can have on recruiting in Memphis. We'll do that next. Jeff Cockatrice, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Until she went to Triumph Bank the other day, Naya had never set foot in a bank. Naya just graduated from Freedom Prep. She's been a big part of the inner city rugby program. Naya started making a little money from her job at Girls Inc., but she didn't even have a checking account. And that's where Triumph Bank stepped in to help. They set Naya up with a checking account and her very first debit card. They showed Naya how easy it is to do their online banking with their mobile app. Not only that, the folks at Triumph decided to work with Inner City Rugby to teach more young people like Naya about financial literacy so they can feel more confident and can start to build brighter financial futures for themselves. Naya is the first of dozens in the program who will benefit from Triumph's personal touch. You can benefit too, of course. Triumph offers that same personal touch to everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years, the amazing work that Lee and Lauren Cooper have been doing at Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park. In fact, for 8+ years, because Cooper Systems, they've been a sponsor of the Gary Parrish Show since day one, and they've never left. That's a testament to them. It's a testament to you, and you've heard me tell you about the great work they're doing at Cooper Systems for a long, long time. Now it's time to hear from you guys.
Got a great deal on an Apple Mac from Cooper Systems. Literally half the price of the big box stores I just searched before I heard about Cooper.
From the road a lot, and one day my laptop got the epic blue screen of death, and I thought I lost all my files. Cooper Systems was able to retrieve everything and even installed a new drive to make my computer faster and better than ever.
I'm one of those people Gary always refers to as the looking up stuff you're not supposed to guy. Yep, that leads to computer viruses. Cooper can take care of you, and like the ad says, they won't judge you.
That's Cooper Systems. Call them 360-9679 on the web. You can check them out at coopersystems.com.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
When you need a money order, where do you go? The post office? A bank? Why pay for money orders when Advance Financial has free money orders? That's right, free money orders. Any number, any amount. At Advance Financial, free money orders means you only pay for the amount of the money order. No more. No gimmicks. Advance Financial has free, unlimited money orders, even if you don't use our other services. Visit one of our 24/7 locations today. Advance Financial, welcome.
It's that blissful time of year yet again. And I'm not just talking about summertime. I mean time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 2.9% APR on select 2019 Honda Civic models, which you made the best-selling compact car in America. Hurry into your local Honda dealer.
Experience the joy of a new Honda for yourself at your local Memphis area Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Type R based on IHS market calendar year-to-date March 2019 for non-luxury traditional compact car segment new retail registrations in U.S.
Enjoy the beauty of nature with today's Perks deal. Discounted annual memberships to the Memphis Botanic Garden. Only $40. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A new era in Memphis basketball with Penny Hardaway.
University of Memphis.
The Grizzlies Western Conference Finals.
Believe Memphis, the Memphis Grizzlies are going to the Western Conference Finals.
Now ushering in a new era of youth and grind. Mike Norvell and Tiger football. The SEC and college football. Memphis 901 FC. The Redbirds. A World Golf Championship. Celebrating a decade as the number one voice in Memphis sports. This is Memphis's 92.9 FM ESPN. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities. Making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Evan Daniels. He is director of recruiting at 247 Sports, FS1 College Basketball Insider, and on Twitter at Evan Daniels. He joins me now. Evan, how are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
Good. I'm just back from the Bahamas. Before I get to the news of the day, Damian Ball was awesome. Absolutely phenomenal. Does that surprise you?
Not necessarily. I'll be honest, when I was doing our final rankings, he was one guy that I looked at that I was a little worried that I had too low, and I'm sure I'm going to hear from Norton Hurd on this because he's been talking to me about him for a long time, and I heard all the rave reviews, not only from the Memphis media, but also from NBA scouts that were down in the Bahamas, so I'm kicking myself a little on that one. I think I always liked his size, his length, his defensive versatility and competitiveness. The thing that, you know, always kind of held me back on him was his shooting. But it sounds like he's even made some strides from talking to people around the program in that area. So I would say I'm not necessarily surprised, but at the same time, it sounds like I underranked him.
The shooting, it's still a work in progress, obviously. The rest of it, though, particularly as you pointed out, the competitiveness combined with the sort of athleticism is what stood out. It's interesting you mentioned NBA scouts. Clearly disappointed that James Wiseman and Precious Chua didn't play, but did you get any other thoughts on the Tigers from the early look at the Tigers from the scouts for their brief sojourn to the Bahamas?
Yeah, outside of Ball, Lester Quinones was certainly a guy that was brought up. So was Boogie. You know, my understanding is Lester's lost a significant amount of weight. He was a kid that really grew on me his last 18 months in high school because of his skill level, because of his ability to really shoot. And that's certainly something that you have to value more and more, especially in this day and age of basketball. And I just think him getting in a college weight room and getting in shape was going to help his game tremendously. So that was good to hear.
DJ Jeffries was productive. I happened to be sitting next to Fran Fraschilla, who was wondering out loud sort of what he is at the next level, like, because he's not a great shooter, but is it just a productive? He gets buckets and he gets rebounds. What do you think of DJ Jeffries?
Yeah, he's another one that an NBA scout called me on, and the first thing that he mentioned that he liked about him was just the motor.
Yep.
And we talked about his ability to rebound, and I thought that was his strength in high school, was the rebounding. He's a little bit of a tweener because he's a little undersized.
Yep.
But at the college level, that's more than okay. But I've always just liked his motor, his ability to rebound. I thought areas for improvement really were his skill set. But the motor and rebounding is what always stood out to me.
All right, the news of the day is that Penny Hardaway is telling people they're going to have a pro day. They're going to have a pro day. It's going to be correspond to R.J. Hampton's appearance here when he plays with the New Zealand team plays against the Grizzlies. Smart thing to do, I take it?
Yeah, I mean, you might as well. You know, I think all these pro days, they all do them now, or the handful of schools do them now. You know, Vanderbilt did one last year, Kentucky's done them, Duke's done them. It all sounds sexy. Just, hey, bring everybody in to our place for a day or two. And honestly, I think the NBA scouts have liked majority of them. You know, I live in Nashville, so I slid over to Vanderbilt's last year, and I thought it was extremely well put together, well done. And, you know, the truth is, if you're an NBA scout and you needed a point guard, you better have been there, because Darius Garland only played for 4 or 5 games during his college, his short college stint. So there's some value there, especially if they put him in competitive settings. That's the only one I've been able to be at. But I was impressed with it. And look, they put him in competitive situations. I think it's good. I think it's a good way to get people excited and bring in NBA scouts. And obviously, there's some future NBA players on that roster.
Well, in the actual pro day, the players don't participate in everything. I presume that here they'll all be participating. Right. They'll all be participating in everything. And who else does them? Because, I mean, I guess it's all part of the shtick, right? It's part of the sales pitch. We run an NBA-type program here. We have scouts here. Mm-hmm. The scouts are in here. It's part of what Penny is selling. And this is just another piece. It seems obvious, but also like a no-brainer. Like, it seems like a no-brainer you would want to do this. Does this kind of thing have an impact on recruiting when you know that you're going to be showcased like this?
I think it's just part of I think you said it best. It's part of the sales pitch. It's a way to get people excited. It's a way for you to go into a room of a recruit and say, hey, on this day, I can guarantee every NBA team is going to have somebody in our building to watch you play. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a nice part of the pitch. Now,
right.
I mean, is that going to be what determines a kid goes to a specific school? No, but it's part of the full package. In terms of who all does them, you know, Kentucky's done them from the beginning.
Right.
They may have been the first to do it, I believe. Duke has done them. I mentioned Vanderbilt did one last year. I think Auburn did one last year. Western Kentucky did one last year. I want to say LSU did. I can't remember.
Right.
But there's been a handful. And, you know, if you have a top 5 to 10 pick on your roster and you want to kind of build some excitement, why not?
It suggests that James Wiseman will be healthy, too, in early October. And that's been of some small concern to just – I mean, the Tigers have dismissed it. Penny's dismissed it, worrying about the shoulder. But obviously, if they're – it would seem that they would think he's going to be ready to participate in that. I don't know if you've heard anything of that from scouts one way or another, what their thoughts are on James Wiseman and his shoulder.
No, it hasn't been brought up too much to me. I mean, it sounds like it's a minor deal and – you know, I don't know a time frame or anything like that, but my understanding it's pretty minor, and you know he'll be out a couple weeks and be back for the season.
Greg Brown has scheduled his visits. One of them includes Memphis. Where does Memphis stand with Greg Brown?
You know, I think they're in good shape, and I spoke to his father, Greg Brown Sr., yesterday at length, and it seems like that they are in no hurry. It's funny. I even just straight asked him like, where are we? Where are you at with this time frame? It doesn't sound like you're in a hurry. And he's like, no, not at all. We don't want to do anything anytime soon. We want to be able to examine these rosters. And he wants Greg to get a better feel, not only for the coaches, but for the situations and the players. And so they would particularly be watching which schools have guards coming in and guards going out. So it's pretty evident that they're going to judge their recruitment based on rosters and stuff like that. So they're not in any kind of hurry. Obviously, Memphis has a visit set up. I believe it's when they play Georgia.
Exactly.
I don't remember the date off the top of my head. He specifically said they wanted to watch Memphis against Anthony Edwards. So he's looking for matchups, he told me. They haven't set Kentucky or North Carolina visit yet, but was going to look to do that when they have a big game sometime in the winter.
The class 2021 is going to be loaded here in Memphis, in the city of Memphis, including a new arrival, Musa Cisse, who my kids saw in the lunchroom the other day, and does affirm that he is tall. It's very curious, the Musa Cisse moving to Memphis and Lausanne. Is there any good reason for it?
Honestly, I don't know the answer to that. I was out of the country for 2.5 weeks,
yeah,
covering some European championships when that news broke, and I haven't heard too much on it. How good I can tell you how good of a player he is.
Yeah, how good is he?
He's tremendous. You know, he's arguably the best shot. Yeah, he's arguably the best shot blocker in the country. 6'11", pushing 7 feet, long arms, good instincts, mobile, can run, very quick off his feet, can get the shots with either hand. He's a very good shot blocker. He's a rim runner. Looks to dunk everything inside. He's a tremendous prospect.
What's his story? Like, how long has he been in the country? Do you know the answer to that?
I have it written down somewhere. Yeah. I think he came. I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Is he a good? Is he a good kid? Have you chatted with him before? Is he a good kid?
I haven't, and I also I don't know that even if I do chat with him, if I can determine some of the good kid.
Yeah, that's me. You make a fine point. But he's a tremendous player. guys in that.
He's a really good player.
Other guys in that class, Kennedy Chandler, who's blowing up. What do you think of Kennedy Chandler?
Yeah, I'm a fan of his game. I actually had an opportunity to watch him in the state championship last year here in Nashville. And that's really where I really grew to like his game. He's competitive. He's tough. Saw him a couple times in the summer with USA Basketball. He's a hard playing dude that can distribute the basketball, can score, competes. I like Kennedy Chandler. He's a good prospect. And the city of Memphis keeps rolling out talent, huh?
I was going to say
coming in, you got Kennedy Chandler there. It's not a bad.
And you got that same class has deal. Jonathan Lawson, Alden Applewhite, and Jaylen Brown as well in that class. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It suggests that, of course, the funny thing is Mike Miller's son too. And the thing is, Tennessee is killing it too in recruiting simultaneously. It appears that it's going to be and who knows at Vanderbilt. Like, it appears that this is going to be I don't know if golden age, but it's going to be a very interesting next 3 or 4 years for Tennessee basketball.
Yeah, for sure. You mentioned UT killing it. We just bumped Keon Johnson, who's out of Bell Buckle, Tennessee, to a five-star as a top 20 player in the country. So you're right. I mean, there's a lot of excitement building. Not that there hasn't been in the past, but there's quite a bit of excitement building in the state just around basketball for sure.
Evan, you're great. Thank you very much for joining us at short notice. Really do appreciate it.
Of course, man. Thanks for having me.
That is the great Evan Daniels. 247 Sports on Twitter at Evan Daniels. Your thoughts on any of this? Is it window dressing? Is it shtick? Is it
Other than you're fishing for a compliment about how every young man that goes to Lausanne is a great kid?
Look, I asked him. I asked him two dumb questions there. Can I just confess?
Sure, go ahead. As the king of the dumb question, by all means, go ahead.
I try not to ask dumb questions, but in retrospect, if I could do that interview over again, I would not ask him, have you talked to him? Is he a good kid? Because those things, even if the answer to A is yes, the answer to B is who the hell knows, right? So, that was a dumb question. There are players who people believe in terms of their, people say, love this kid, like that.
Sure.
But generally, you can wait for them to volunteer it. You can't tell by talking to someone if they're a good kid, right?
I'm an excellent judge of character.
So that's one. And then the second come question was, is there a reason for him to have come here? I should have just asked about him as a player, because there is no reason for him to being here, and you can't really answer that. there's no good answer to that.
I wouldn't think Evan could answer that.
Yes.
I think someone might.
There's no good answer to that. What Evan can tell you is he's a tremendous shot blocker. He's a great player, and the mighty Lynx of Lausanne are going to be a force to be reckoned with. Not just academically,
yes,
but athletically.
Mm-hmm.
The mighty Lynx of Lausanne will be a force to be reckoned
better,
with.
What will be better, the Lausanne orchestra or the basketball team this year?
Well, I don't know that they have a window, a band. I don't know that they have I don't think they have physically an orchestra. And I'll be honest, private schools generally, one place that public schools have it all over private schools tends to be music programs.
Yes.
Because you've got numbers. Like, I don't think MUS has a band.
No, we have a pep band, but it's.
Yeah, you don't have a concert band. There is no. It's a great school, but there's no concert band, right?
Absolutely.
There's
no concert band.
Now Lausanne does. For a private school, it has a very good band program, and there's some tremendous players in it. You know, someone would accuse Peter of being recruited to play tuba there. I'm not gonna say Lausanne recruits, man. I'm just not gonna do
it. But you've heard the rumors.
Aye, the rumors are all out there.
Sure.
People are like, how's a kid like Peter Calkins end up at Lausanne with the tuba like that? You know? I've heard it. Mm-hmm. I know you people are out there rolling your eyes and saying, yeah, why are they they get those kids, right? Yeah, no. And they say, no, don't recruit. Mm-hmm. But I find what the people who say that are the same people who've been recruiting for years. They're just being hypocritical because now Lausanne is in the tuba market.
Yes, I used to love when the public schools that recruited used to get so upset that Brentwood Academy would wind up with
they'd
graduate 45 boys and like 7 would be on an SEC roster. Right. They're recruiting.
So it is staggering, the level of talent here, both at the high school level. And I'm kind of surprised that when you hear that Western Kentucky did it, like, you do it for one pro? Do they just have one? Did Western Kentucky have more than one pro? LSU had a bunch of pros or good-be pros, but not a bunch of high lottery picks if they had it. Vandy, obviously, Garland was the big draw there.
And they also had they had another kid. He actually wound up on the Grizzly Summer League team.
So anyway, it's kind of a no-brainer what they're doing, what the Tigers are doing, but it's still smart. There have been times when there have been people in charge over there where you would think that things would be no-brainers, but they didn't happen anyway. And now pretty much it feels like everything they're doing is, oh, that's smart. 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 That's where we are. We're going to take a break, come back with the one story that you've been waiting for. We'll do that next. It's Jeff. Oh, plus we'll give you the poll results, too.
Oh, yeah.
When we return, it's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, what's going on? It's Jason and John from 92.9 FM ESPN. Join us as we host the 2019 92.9 Madden Tournament at the Rec Room at 6:30 on Friday, August 23rd. We're going to have lots of beer specials and food, and you're going to get a chance to watch Jason run the Smash Mouth offense.
That's right. I'm coming out of retirement, the number 24 seed in the tournament, and do not underestimate me. I plan to advance to the finals, as a matter of fact.
Come party with us on Friday at the Rec Room. The Madden Tournament is Friday at 6:30.
Come on out
with us at 92.9 FM ESPN.
Here's Howie Long for Skechers Wide Fit Footwear.
I'm 6'5", and I can tell you there are certain challenges in life that only big guys understand. Regular clothes don't fit. Heck, regular cars don't fit. But when it comes to shoes, Skechers gets it. That's why I wear Skechers Wide Fit. They've got extra room throughout, giving you room to breathe. And they've got Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort that lasts all day long.
Find Skechers Wide Fit at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold. Skechers, comfort included.
Do you want the job done or the job done right? If you're hiring for your business, you want it done right. You want Glassdoor. Simply post your job on Glassdoor and just like that, it's available to over 67 million job seekers. Glassdoor only matches you with the best applicants, so you can find the right fit faster in half the resumes. Plus, they're 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. Hire better, hire faster. Start your free trial today at glassdoor.com/hire.
I have a new favorite dessert in the city. It's Bounty's Key Lime Pie. I don't even tend to love key lime pie, but I love this key lime pie. It's fresh, it's cool, it's tangy, and it's perfect for summer. In fact, Bounty is the perfect place for a memorable summer dinner or brunch. The other day, some friends and I started with the jumbo pan-seared scallops served with sweet corn, house-smoked bacon, and white truffle oil. They were flat out incredible. We had the fried Gulf oysters because, I'll be honest, I always have the fried Gulf oysters at Bounty, but we also had the pan-roasted summer flounder, the steamed mussels, and the garden ratatouille. Add a glass of white wine at Bounty because of their unique Coravin wine system. All of their wines are available by the glass, and it's the perfect summer meal. The place is beautiful, the service is attentive, and the key lime pie is, I promise you this, the best you've ever had. Bounty is located at 2519 Broad Avenue. Call 901-410-8131 or visit them at bountyonbroad.com to add some joy to your summer days.
Germantown Hardware and Paint works on all things small engine. If it can be fixed, they will fix it. If not, they have a great inventory. Echo, Steel, and Honda. Whether it's chainsaws, lawnmowers, blowers, Germantown Hardware and Paint has everything you need to get the job done right. If you need it, they have it.
Germantown Hardware and Paint, family-owned and operated since 2001, with a staff that knows the store with unsurpassable knowledge and customer service. At the corner of Poplar and Germantown Parkway, online at germantownhardware.com.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/30/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said, oh no, hell no, boy. We still my ringtone, free car wash. Had to clean up the Dodge. Get back when I can, just playing my part. Church folks had a fish fry, mustard, hot sauce, light bread, french fries. Love for the big guy, hit the park. Boys showing off the hops, nappy roots on the radio. And you know what about last night, hit the pick three. Bounce some Air Force
One. All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's get to the one story you've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
All right, first we got to get to the poll results, Jeffrey. Do we have the, what do you do with your thermometer? Thermostat. That's the word I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. Thermostat. When you go to sleep, do you leave it as is? Do you make it colder or make it warmer? And the people say...
75% of the votes say they lower the temperature before going to bed. 23% say they do nothing. 2% say
2%.
They raise the temperature.
God, I have never been so wrong about anything in my life.
You were so convincing that my first gut was everyone turns it down. Like, that's just a thing.
Holy crap. I've never been so wrong about anything in my life.
I always defer to you because you're smarter than
clearly,
I am.
But like, clearly. God, you people are just throwing away money.
Are we?
Some people say that they can't sleep if the...
I cannot, for sure.
And you wake up, you will wake up and you'll sweat and you'll be unhappy and uncomfortable. That's fine. Now I know. You learn something every day. You learn something every day, particularly if you're speaking to Mike Leach. Mike Leach, we have rules on this show.
Yep.
One is always order the meatloaf.
Always.
Is always order the bread pudding.
Mm-hmm.
And one is always play Mike Leach when you have a chance. Someone asked me, by the way, on Twitter, if when football starts, we'll talk more football than basketball,
yeah.
Right? And the answer to that is, like last week when I was in the Bahamas, we talked a lot of basketball because guess what? I was in the Bahamas. It was a story. And today with the we talk a lot of basketball because guess what? It's the story, right?
Yep.
But yes, I haven't talked to Steve White yet, but my gosh, I hope he comes back, right? We're going to Barrett Sally Weekly.
Yes.
Fight Song Roundup will begin next Monday.
Can't wait.
Jeffrey's picks will be next week as well. We're going to be doing your picks.
Absolutely.
Jeffrey, you're going to make money for people.
Absolutely.
And, and the TAMS rankings.
How could you forget?
And the freaking TAMS rankings.
Man, Jeff.
You guys are going to be sick of football.
NFL Absolutely. Big Facts.
And NFL Big Facts. Holy smokes.
And this year, I might be making sure I look up every single possible Philip Rivers statistic that makes him look bad. Spoiler alert.
So, yes, absolutely. All right, we got Mike Leach. But anyway, one of the rules is if you can quote, if you can ever play a clip from Mike Leach, play a clip from Mike Leach. They're doing a Hard Knocks deal with that program.
HBO Sports, yes.
And so he was asked what he thought about reality TV and this Hard Knocks program. And here's Mike Leach on that topic.
I'm just curious, how much reality television do you watch?
Well, it kind of depends what you refer to. And I'm not convinced there's all that much reality in some of this reality television. Let's see, I watch Naked and Afraid.
so casual.
Give me some clues. I'm watching the Raiders Hard Knocks, you know, sometimes.
How about The Bachelor?
I don't watch that. My wife and daughter watch that. You know, no offense to The Bachelor people. I think it's atrocious. But it's obviously very popular, so clearly I'm wrong, but I don't watch that.
Dancing with the Stars, they just announced a new cast, a new season today. Is that something that catches your eye?
I don't watch that. I used to, I had a niece, Carmen Rasmussen. It was the one when my daughter just says the one when Clay Aiken won it. My niece, Carmen Rasmussen made it like, I don't know, number four or so or something like that. And so we'd watch, what was that called?
American Idol,
that's right.
Yeah, okay. All right, good.
Okay, the first thing that we have to figure out is he watches Naked and Afraid.
Yes, and how casually, like, first thing that comes to his mind,
watch Naked and Afraid.
Everyone watches.
Have you watched Naked and Afraid?
I have not.
Ever? Not even 30 seconds or a minute of Naked and Afraid?
I think I've stumbled upon it because I will admit it is appropriately, like, in terms of a headline to grab my attention, that show.
Naked and Afraid.
Naked and Afraid. My brother watched it.
I've never watched a full show of Naked and Afraid.
Yes.
But I absolutely have watched it. You just want the little spots to move.
Like, right. Well, there's some of them that you don't.
The problem is they become a sweaty mess.
Yes.
These people do. Like,
yes.
Whatever. It's not. And so they become a sweaty mess. Here's my problem with this whole genre, the Naked and Afraid genre.
Okay.
And I think this would come for any other sort of death-defying whatever.
Okay.
There's a camera crew there.
Yeah.
How afraid could they be?
Apparently not afraid enough.
And I presume the camera crew is well-fed and has a place to stay and probably well-defended against crocodiles or whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
How afraid could they be?
No, it's kind of the same problem.
It's just I can't get around that. There can't be real peril because there's a camera crew right there to save your ass.
Yeah, Survivor Man or
Survivor,
like Bear
all
Grylls.
Those things.
Like, yeah, even though I believe that Bear Grylls doesn't exactly. Like, I don't think he's going back to the trailer. Like, he seems like he's, like, that, like,
right.
Insane that he there's no way. But as you point out, like, the camera crew's clearly not trying to survive.
Yeah, they're not in the same peril. That's
right.
So, all perfectly interesting, but, yeah, no. So, okay.
I also love how he was ripping on America, all the stuff his daughter watches with his daughter standing right next to him.
Well, that's fine. You can say it's garbage. It is garbage. I actually think people who watch The Bachelor know it's garbage. They just enjoy that garbage.
Yeah, it's
we
like,
all have garbage we enjoy.
Yes,
like,
wrestling.
Whatever. Yes, yes. I have my own garbage I enjoy. So he then, however, weighed in on Cliff Kingsbury.
Yes, his former quarterback.
And the Arizona Cardinals offense, which looked good in game one and looked atrocious in game two.
Yep.
And it could be the offense, it could be the offensive line. But here were his thoughts on that.
You coached Cliff Kingsbury when you were at Texas Tech. How do you think he's going to be as a head coach?
You know, I think that part's difficult. I think that's a multi-pronged question. First of all, I think he's a very knowledgeable offensive coach, and they're in good hands offensively, and he definitely knows what he's doing on offense. And the other thing, I don't know the nature of the players they have exactly. But, you know, I know air raid concepts have dominated the league in recent Super Bowls. I mean, everybody that's in the Super Bowls running some form of air raid concepts. And then, so I think he'll do real well on offense, but, you know, I'm not sure. You know, some of these places, the head coach is different than it kind of traditionally is in college. You know, there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen. So I don't know exactly how much control he has, you know, as far as that type of thing goes. So, but I do think they'll do well on offense.
Was that something that ever interested you in your career at that level, working at that level?
You know, I mean, I guess I'd look at it, but the thing is, I'd look at it. The important thing is you know, you want to have control of the 53-man roster. Like, where I'm at, I get to decide who plays, who doesn't, who's recruited, who's not. And so, you right. know, then...
You're the chef and you buy the groceries, to borrow that phrase from... Bill Parcells.
Yeah, for Bill Parcells. Yeah, and well, and then the other thing, and I think this is important, you know, the most important thing, I think, at that level is you have to have a great relationship between the owner, the GM, and the head coach, because if those places, and there's a lot of them that are tugging against one another, then all they do is just damage the bottom line there, you know?
All right, so there you go. He believes, essentially what he says is that it all is, tell me who their players are, tell me what the relationship is with the owner, tell me what, all, and I'll tell you if he's being successful.
Exactly.
But he takes for granted the fact that the offense will, of course, work because if all the other things are in place, because it does work because people are already doing that. It's not that new. It's what people do is what
yes.
he just sort of, he says it in the same offhanded way in which he said, of course I watch Naked and Afraid.
Right.
Of course, this is what every Super Bowl team has run. So it's not that revolutionary. It's what teams already do.
Exactly.
Do you believe that to be fundamentally true?
Yes, I do think he's right in that I'm not saying like it's the basis of 100% of your passing game in the NFL, what he does and what he has brought and popularized, but it is a significant portion. I mean, you know, think about how many times you watch.
Think about Brady, they just chuck the ball all over the place.
But more importantly, think about how many times you watch three guys run deep and then one guy come across the middle and he's wide open.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing I remember the first time I ever watched Mike Leach's offense. How are these guys so
damn open? On the other hand, then why didn't Spurrier?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Florida. Like when Danny Werfel was thrown to Chris Doering or whatever else, it's like these guys were wide open. Danny Werfel wasn't threading the needle. He was hitting wide open guys running
and
down the field.
I think the biggest problem that Spurrier had it didn't work primarily because he was basically just taking his college guys, and the windows are smaller in the NFL. But he was just playing. You know, he started Danny Werfel in the NFL.
All right, what's coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Kylan Chandler, the father of Kennedy Chandler, will join them at 11:25. Adam Rittenberg going to join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey to talk some college football at 3 o'clock. Huge GP show today. Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network will join them at 4:25. Jeff at 5 o'clock, as well as Jonathan Givony at 5:25.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Our work here is done.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering, terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Escaping somewhere this summer? Whether you're hitting the beach, taking the family camping, or lounging by the pool, take your favorite news, sports, music, and podcasts with you. How? Just download the free Radio.com app and start listening now. Download it today on your phone or connected device, or listen on your smart speaker. Wherever your summer carries you, you can listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, sleepy. Mm.
This JCPenney mattress is the best sleep I've had in a while.
I guess we should buy it then.
Sir, we'll take this one.
The JCPenney Labor Day mattress sale is happening now. Get up to 60% off select Sealy, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, Serta, and Tempur-Pedic. Plus, save an extra 15% with your coupon from JCP.com. Also, get up to 60-month special financing with your JCPenney credit card. Offers valid until 9/8. Some restrictions and exclusions apply. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or JCP.com for details.
Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed. Proud sponsor of Radio.com Sports.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're up.
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey, who that, man, this what you've been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.